Startups move fast, and with AI, they're shipping even faster and attracting enterprise buyers sooner. But big deals bring even bigger security and compliance requirements. A SOC 2 isn't always enough. The right kind of security can make a deal or break it. Vanta knows what's needed and when, and they've built the fastest, easiest path to get you there. That's why serious startups get secure early with Vanta. Get $1,000 off at vanta.com/wandery. That's VANTA.com/wandery.
What would you do if the ocean vanished, only to come rushing back towards you as a 30-foot wall of water? In this season of Against the Odds, relive four extraordinary stories of survival during the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami, the deadliest on record. Listen to Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing over there?
I'm doing really well, thanks. You know, it's Monday. It's the Monday before BravoCon. So I'm excited. How are you doing?
Good. I just saw Ben's BravoCon outfit. Very cute. Very cute.
Thank you.
We're going to have to figure something out over here, okay? Because it's not looking cute over here. So I'm going to need to figure some stuff out. But that's this week. We will be going to Vegas. We're going to have a really good time. And we have a meetup on Saturday. We know now that it will be on Saturday. We will tell you the time.
At 10 p.m.
It's at 10 p.m.
We can say the time.
There you go.
I didn't know.
Okay, so then we can announce the whole thing, right?
Well, no, we can't announce the location, but we can announce the time.
Okay, 10 p.m. on Saturday. So we'll let you know, and it's a free meetup and all that good stuff. We'll announce where that is tomorrow for sure. Check out our socials. I mean, mostly Instagram. Check out Instagram. Also, that's where you will find a link to our Amazon Lives, which is today. We have a live today at 4 p.m. Ben's going to be talking about clothes. I'm going to go over home decor and lighting. Okay, I'm going to have a series for the next 3 or 4 weeks of all my home lighting that I got from Amazon. So we're going to be doing that tonight. Join us for that. You can find links on the Amazon. And also this week on Patreon, we will be doing the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills trailer trash. That'll go up later this week. So be on Patreon. That's also where you get videos. Crappens on Demand, which we're on video right now. Hi.
Hi.
Also, we have a very special feature today because a few of you have been asking where my dog Bueller has been. He doesn't like sitting behind me on these chairs here in Los Angeles. So I got a Bueller cam. So here he is. Bueller is hanging off of his bed, sleeping. So there you go. There's Bueller's reaction cam. He's as bored with this intro as you guys are. Okay? He's sleeping. So everyone, welcome to Real Housewives of Potomac.
I do want to just say one thing. I'm not going to talk only about clothes on Amazon Live today because I don't know if I have enough clothes to talk about, but I just want to set expectations. And second of all, with our meetup at BravoCon, we're going to announce the location most likely tomorrow. And we do have a location. So we're still getting that announcement in order. But I just want to say there will be custom cocktails. So get excited. Okay.
Custom cocktail. Yeah. You told me to say
it's
that.
Like,
I forgot.
Yeah, it's more than just like, oh, we're just like gathering and like enjoy. Like we're working with a venue. So it's going to be a really good time.
Okay, everybody, welcome. Real Housewives of Potomac, Season 10, Episode 6, Sun's Out, Buns Out. Here we are, our trip to Nevis. So let's see what's going on. So we are having dinner tonight, too. Jazzy is attempting to call out Kierna because this is audition season on Potomac. That's the audition song from Chorus Line, and here they go. It is another audition festivus, so let's see. Who will get cast? Who will have the best fight? Not Jazzy. I'm going to tell you that. Jazzy's not very good at this. She's trying, though.
Neither
is Kierna, and neither is Angel, really. All of them need to go. Keep Tia, bring back Karen. Possibly, I'm even saying at this point, give Mia another chance. Just tell Mia to stop lying about, you know, the the little people that she's dating on the radio. And I think we should bring her back. I miss Funny Mia. She was fun.
Well, unfortunately, Mia is busy right now in Atlanta opening up a brand new Subway franchise and also a Subway, like the first ever Subway in Atlanta. And also, she's working on Submarine. She's been hired by the Navy. So, unfortunately, she's going to be very busy right now.
Where'd you come up with Subway? Is that true? Is she opening Subway?
No, I made that up. It was the first franchise.
I would love to see Mia moving around pamphlets in the Subway. I'd be in.
Here's my feelings. I feel like Jazzy, and I will say Jazzy this week, because I said Jassy the past 2 weeks, but it occurred to me, well, you said Jazzy, but I couldn't remember, but I think that probably her full name is Jasmine, spelled Jasmine, I'm assuming. And when it's shortened, it becomes Jazzy, but the Jassi, the S is probably an allusion to the original Jasmine spelling, which is why I was fucking with my brain. But I think that Jazzy is doing a significantly better job than Kierna and Angel. In fact, I'm having this weird, so bad it's good reaction to Angel, on this show, because she just gets worse every week. Like, I don't know why she's a full-fledged Real Housewife. She is such an Eeyore, and she gets more and more Eeyore, and she keeps promising that we're going to see her true personality soon. And she's like, these people keep coming for me. And she just like ruins every single scene and potentially even episode. Anytime they're having fun, she just ruins it. And I actually am now finding that to be so funny. Like, she is the Debbie Downer and you're waiting for that trumpet to go off the trombone. And it's like, it's so predictable. So that like, you're almost waiting for her to be like, oh, well, as a wag, I don't think you guys understand. I don't know if I like you right now. Like, oh, come on, Angel. Yeah, she's a one and done, I'm sensing.
Yeah, she's going to be out of here. And, you know, we do, you know, it is important to have some sensitivity because she did have a baby, but I think it was like 18 months before. And obviously, I haven't had a baby. I look like I've had three, but I haven't had one. And I don't know how long postpartum can last. You know, if you get postpartum depression or SADS or the SADS or whatever, I don't know how long that can last. So, I mean, look, there is a little bit of allowance for that, but there's only so much, because a lot of people have had babies on this show and then they come in and they just still cause mess. Remember Ashley? I mean, Ashley was pregnant and then had a baby and she's still causing mess wherever she went. She was like, yeah. Everybody's different, you know, like everybody, different people have different reactions and stuff like that. But I say, if you're too postpartum and depressed to, you know, show up to work, then, you know, take more time off. That's what I say. I say, give her more time. Maybe she has some sparkling personality when she doesn't have postpartum, but you know, I don't know. I don't want do it later. Then bring her back later. Then.
Right. Well, we don't know if she. We don't know if she has postpartum or not.
No, we don't know. I'm just saying
she has. She's just saying she just keeps. I mean, she, from what we are sort of alluding to, what she's alluding to, she keeps on saying, you know, I just had some babies. Sounds like she's stressed out dealing with the babies. I think she's like not comfortable with how she looks and yada, yada, yada. So she's dealing with all those things, which I totally understand. But you can also deal with like those things and I think like be more fun on the TV show that you're hired to be on. I don't know. I'm saying that not from a postpartum perspective. Postpartum's a different thing. Maybe it's all tied together. Maybe I'm being ignorant. All I know is that what I'm receiving on my cartoons is like tuning in to watch Bugs Bunny, and then Bugs Bunny is like, you know what? I don't know what's up with Doc. And
it's like, honestly, I don't want carrots.
You don't really know what I'm going through.
Carrots.
I'm like,
I don't want carrots. Why is that guy always hunting me? Why is he hunting me? I hate
it. It's like Wile E. Coyote decided not to chase the Roadrunner. Wile E. Coyote said, you know what, I think I just need like a me day today. I'm like, no, get to the chase and get to run off that cliff.
Bugs Bunny's just like lying down and letting Wile E. Coyote eat him, you know?
That's yeah, Roadrunner's not even saying meet me. Roadrunner's just going, take me.
meep.
That would be the best version of
it's like Runner. The sad horns, but the Roadrunner version.
Meep, meep.
Was anyone ever on the Roadrunner side? I don't think I was actually ever on Bugs Bunny's side, to be honest. I thought Bugs Bunny was actually kind of obnoxious.
I wanted Bugs Bunny to get shot. Like when he was like, hunt a rabbit, kill the rabbit. I was like, get him. What's wrong with you? Get a sight on that gun.
Yeah.
I mean, get him. It's Bugs Bunny.
Get him.
Annoying. I wouldn't want someone coming up and digging up my carrots either. Get him. Eat him.
He is like really annoying. Like, I was always on Woody Woodpecker's side. I always supported Woody Woodpecker.
I hated him too. That noisy, really? That noisy ass.
Yeah, but he was like, I don't know, he spoke to my soul a little bit more, whereas Bugs Bunny was just like, I don't know, he was just a real brat. I mean, I think actually Chili Willy was really my favorite, but Chili Willy didn't really do anything wrong. Chili Willy,
I don't know who that is.
Chili Willy, probably, I would hate to work with Chili Willy. You know, Chili Willy would be the worst coworker.
Who's
right?
That? Just
being
Chili slow. Willy, I don't know who that is. Is he penguin? From Bugs Bunny?
Yeah, the penguin who would, in the igloo, who would just sort of speak sort of slowly and, like, you know that Chili Willy would like corner you at the in the office lounge and like tell you boring stories of the weekend, and you're like, ugh, I got cornered by Chili Willy again.
All right. Well, speaking of, let's get to an argument here. So now this argument is Jazzy attempting to call out Kierna for talking about Wendy behind her back, which who cares, really? So Jazzy, and also Jazzy, just say what it was, please. So Jazzy's like, your energy has changed since I met you, Kierna. And she's like, it is. It is very different. I agree. I have a condo now. So I think what you're sensing is condo energy. So sorry.
Yeah, condo energy with a view of the highway. So don't be jealous. So Jazzy, so the producer says, how mad would Wendy be if she found out what Kierna said? And Jazzy, a scale of 1 to 5, and Jazzy goes, probably an 8.5. Like, okay, I can't imagine that anything that Kierna says is like that secret or confidential. So why are you not just being messy and telling us? Because this, like, this teasing it out is not interesting, especially because we don't even come back to it. Like, we actually never find out what it was. And not only do we not find out, by the end of the episode, I've totally forgotten about it because I care that much.
Yeah. Well, we don't find out. I guess we find out some Giselle stuff. I don't know. I thought we found out. Maybe we don't.
Maybe
don't
we
know.
Did. Maybe I blocked it out.
So Jazzy's like, okay, Kierna, how do we move on? What do you need from me right now? What do you need from me? And Ashley's like, why don't you guys just sleep about it? Giselle will bring it up 5 times before tomorrow. So don't worry about it. You'll get another chance. And it's sad because they really tried it. They even got a continuation and it was, you know, it was a bad audition. And cut. You're both cut. Get out.
Yeah. Kierna, I think, is also, I think her time has come. Well, her time never arrived in the first place. Let's be honest. Okay. But like, for someone whose time had never arrived, her time is also like has come, and it's time for her to go.
So they're going on a yacht tomorrow. And so that's very exciting. Mr. Sunshine comes back to give some more killer bee shots. And you too, Mr. Sunshine, you're trying too hard. We get it. You have killer bee shots. Go away. Bring me something else. You know, it's like when they come to your table, they're like, try our special shot. Okay, I tried it. Bring me martini, sir. Okay. How many of these do I need? It's going to make my stomach hurt. So he comes over and now Giselle is doing, so he brings special shots and Giselle has put everybody's name on these shots, but he stacks one of the shots on the other shot and Giselle tries to start doing a dance. And so the shot spills on her and it's karma because she wants to do shady shots, which is just where Giselle gets another moment to criticize everybody. No.
Yes.
Like, just bring me shots with people's names on it so I could diss them again because I'm earning my paycheck. Okay. It's year 8 or it's year 6. Let's do this.
So Ashley says Duchess Darby, which is a reference to Ashley calling herself Duchess Darby at her second bloom ball. And then Tia's just says,
by the
stylist.
Way, it's not a shady shot. Why is that a shady shot? I think it's everything not. With Ashley Darby should be called, like, I've had Michael Darby inside of me shot. You know, that's a shady shot. Not referencing the shot. Party she gave herself.
It's a, you know, it's a traumatic shot, actually. That's a what have I done with my life shot.
I swallowed Gollum before shot. I swallowed this shot glass. It's very long for a shot glass, but still.
Yeah. And then Tia's shot says stylists. And so Tia gives her the finger by like, you know, itching her forehead with her middle finger. Then we have Jazzy's and says, you're the bride and you're also the stepmama. So yours says stepmama. And Jazzy's like, okay,
yeah,
I'll accept that because I'm in audition phase. So I have to accept this, but otherwise I'd get really mad at you.
And then Stacy gets hers, but Giselle didn't even put her name on it because she hates Stacy. So she's like, it says nothing on it. Da. And she says, I don't know if I should put Mrs. Samuels. I don't know if I should put Timo. I don't know. So I left it blank. Gah. And then we see shots of the blank robe and all the disses. And Stacey's like, try again, Giselle. You cannot shake me.
Okay, yeah. And this is for Angela. And Angel goes, oh, what does mine say? And she goes, it says Chinchaka. And Angel's like, I'll take it. Like, Angel was all ready to get upset. She was all ready. So Giselle then says, this is just more confusion shade. So it says, Giselle hater, that's for you, Kay. And Kiana's like, oh, okay. Okay. She's like, I had a conversation with Wendy, and Wendy said, well, you hate Giselle, and that bothered me. Which is funny, because this stemmed from the park bench scene earlier in the season, where Kiana was saying, why were you talking with Giselle in the first place when I interrupted? Because you hate Giselle. And Wendy said, no, you hate Giselle. But I don't know if Kiana actually declared that, but Wendy assigned it. And now Wendy told Giselle that Kiana hates her.
She told me on the park bench. So, and Giselle's like, well, the other day, Wendy let it be known that Kay has residual feelings. And I've been nothing but supportive of her. I've been a champion of Kay. Even Greg, when Greg didn't like her. So Jazzy's like, well, you've always said nice things about Kay, you know, I mean, come on, even saying that's your friend, I mean, wow, that's huge for Giselle. And Kiana's like, no, she hasn't always said nice things about me, and I need Wendy to bring whatever her facts are about that, because I'm not going to say anything about it until I know what Wendy said. You know, I'm not going to out myself for random bad shit I've said about you. I need the specific things that you've heard.
Yeah. So then Kieran is like, well, let's table it, because I feel like Wendy will feel better tomorrow. We'll talk about it. Let's like plan our scene for tomorrow. Let's not do it here.
So you've tried now, what, 3 fights in 5 minutes, and they've all failed. This audition is not going well. You're all failing. Even Giselle's failing, and she's trying. She's even trying. She's like the director. She's like, let me show you the steps again. This is how you do it. And they still can't do it.
There is definitely a feeling that this episode, they kind of ran out of vacation content. Because we did have some sort of like fizzles on the fight front, and we had more graphics than usual. We had silly fun times with everyone dressed up with like slutty later on. And it was definitely a traumatic flashback to 2 seasons ago when that's all that they had. So every episode they had some sort of like post-production phantasmagoria of, you know, chyrons and music. But I think they just ran out. I'm hoping this is not a sign of things to come. I'm hoping the ghost of Eric Fuller has not like resurfaced to this episode. I mean, for future episodes, because it's here today.
Yeah, it's here today for sure. So back to the villas. Angel wants to go to bed. Kiana wants to go to bed. She's exhausted, guys.
They're tired.
And she's like, I have nothing left to give the ladies at this point. What have you given? You're the one starting all these fights. At least finish them off.
All you're doing is sulking. Okay, sulking, and then you're exhausted from your own sulking. You're like, you're one of the youngest people on this cast, and you seem to have the least amount of energy. Okay, come on, try harder.
Yeah, so now we see producer Cam of Wendy is sleeping in full hair and makeup, you know, because she doesn't feel good. And then we see producer Cam of Ashley, Jazzy, and Stacey chatting, but they don't think they're on camera because we're just getting them through like the little home camera thing, and they're not mic'd. So Jazzy's like, well, apparently one of the editors at People got wind of you and Chris on a date. And Stacey was like, I was separated. I was going through a divorce and we were separated. Timo saw other people. I saw other people. Arabella didn't know anything.
Poor she saw Arabella. Dead people.
Arabella saw dead people, but I did not have sex with anyone. I just hung out, and Chris was one of those people that I hung out with and didn't have sex with. I did tell Chris this. Might I suggest this camel sweater? Is there anything better for Christmas? Is there anything that represents Jesus more than this camel?
I have to say, when I saw Chris Samuels and his hulking frame, the first thing I said was, talk about length, talk about drama, talk about football, talk about giant man with a deep voice, so big.
So Jazzy asks if she banged him, and she's like, no, I've not fucked Chris. So we get that on camera, because I guess we're going to find out later that she does, but I still don't care. I don't care if she wrote him. I don't care if she's fucking him right now. I don't care if she brought Chris Samuels out, put him on a couch, and wrote him right now on TV. I wouldn't care. It doesn't bother me. Monique's not even on this show.
There's no infraction. There's literally no infraction. There's no breaking of girl code. She is allowed to get that Samuels peen.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Picture this. You're standing on the beach when you notice something strange. The horizon doesn't look right. At first, all you can see is a thin white line stretching as far as your eyes can see. Then the line starts to rise. But it's not the horizon at all. It's a wave, a 30-foot wall of water, and it's racing straight toward you. On the day after Christmas in 2004, a 9.1 magnitude earthquake hit off the coast of Indonesia, triggering a devastating tsunami. It struck Thailand without warning. No alarms, no cell phone alerts, no evacuation. In this season of Against the Odds, experience one of the deadliest natural disasters in history through the perspectives of those who did everything they could to survive. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Against the Odds, Tsunami in Thailand, early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
So guess what? It's the morning and Kierna is FaceTiming with America's favorite, Greg. And she's like, today's the last day and we're going to go out with a bang. Like tonight's slot night. So, you know, going out with a bang for Kierna means like, she's going to sulk extra hard today. She's going to find something that she'll be upset about and does not matter. There's no statute of limitations on these things. She will be upset.
Yeah. She's like, I'm going to sulk today, but I'm going to do it in a leather thong. Partay. And Greg's like, you know what's funny? It's going to be slut night for us over here today, too. Ha, ha, ha. We all laugh because Greg's just so lighthearted. God, what a relationship.
What a fun guy.
So Ashley calls her mom, Sheila. And they talk about the weather and Dean's birthday. What are we going to do for Dean's birthday? He's going to be Beetlejuice because he loves a musical. Okay. But Josh is texting me, Mom. Send him a sexy picture. Then we see the sexy picture that Ashley sent Josh. And then we see the picture that he sent back. And we're like, where's Butthead? I'm not used to seeing just one of you alone. I don't want to see one of you critique music videos. I want you both.
Yeah. Then we go to Tia driving a golf cart and she picks up Kierna and Angel to go to breakfast. And Angel's like, I want to approach this day with positivity for me. I cannot continue to dwell on what's happened unless it involves being a wag. I will talk about that all the time because I cannot let negativity in this way take up space in my mind. You are the gray cloud on this entire season. I mean, on a season where we have Kierna, who is a gray cloud, you're somehow outgraying Kierna. Do you realize this? And you're going to sit here and talk about how you're not going to let negativity take up space. You are the negativity coming in and filling up everyone's space.
And nothing's really happened to you also.
Nothing.
Like people made fun of you for filtering your images.
Which you did. And then Wendy tried to start something with you. Which I was actually largely on Angel's side with that because I think Angel was trying to protect her pre-existing friendship, and I think she's entitled to do that. But like that is also Real Housewives, and you can't be stupid and smart. You know what you signed up for. People are gonna sort of poke at you and clap back at you, and you can't act so fragile all the time.
Yeah. So now Wendy is feeling a little bit better today, and she has a sinus infection. She's hanging out with Stacey in the bathroom. And Stacey's like, is it painful? She goes, yeah, it's painful here, headache, throat, everything hurts. And then Wendy looks at her and she's like, what happened to your lip? She's like, oh my God, is it noticeable? I got allergic to something. And then we see a close-up of her lip and it looks kind of like a hair lip. And she's like, yeah. It's not noticeable, is it? And Wendy's like, yeah, it's noticeable. She's like, no, but it's not, is it? She goes, yeah, it doesn't look bad, does it? You look terrible. No, it doesn't look bad, does it? Hideous.
Oh, Arabella. Then they get into golf carts and she's like, oh my God, your lip went down. And she's like, it did go down, the power of Christ. And Ashley's like,
well, last night, Stacey spewed some lies, like Pinocchio's nose grew. Girl, your lips grew. Ha.
So now they get onto this yacht and they're getting ready and they're arriving on golf carts. They're all feeling very, very fancy schmancy. And Giselle is telling them what the plan is. There's going to be towels. She got towels for everyone that have their names on them, of course, except for Stacey. Stacey has a blank towel.
So it's because I don't know who you are, but now I feel a little bit better about you, Stacey. And she's like, oh, wow, that's great. And she's like, do you want a hug? And she's like, no, that's too much. That's too much. That's too much.
So now it's time. Giselle's like, okay, Wendy, Kierna, and me, we are going to have a scene. But of course, Wendy's like, why is it a threesome? Why do I have to do this? She's like, I don't want any parts of this. I'm here for a good time. Take me out of the group chat.
But it's audition season. So Giselle's like, well, last night was Shady Shot and Kay's was Giselle is a hater because I've been confused about you all conversation. So my question to Kay is more like, when did you decide to hate me? When what did I do for you not to like me? Now we'll ask Wendy because Wendy's here. So Kierna's like, well, I don't think I ever said I don't like you. I think I said I was upset with you and I was upset about the situation that happened at the nightclub. And I shared it with Wendy that I was upset about Giselle. But, you know, it was because you didn't reach out to me and you didn't call me. So Giselle tells us, like, yeah, I was disappointed, but I told Giselle that at the reunion. So I don't know why we're bringing this up again. This is not new news. And
yeah.
You're bored. I'm bored. Giselle's bored. Wendy's bored. We're all bored. Like, why?
Kierna going back to this fight was a little bit shocking. I was like, really? I mean, I thought that she was going to say, I have no beef with you. And Wendy said, I had a beef with you and I don't have a beef with you. And she's trying to drive a wedge between us. But instead she was like, no, I'm upset because you didn't check in on me after that fight enough. And it's just like, this is the ongoing issue with Kierna. People don't check in with her. Like, there's not enough attention being given to this friendship. And now she is upset at Wendy and at Giselle and at whoever else she's upset at. And it's too much. So this Giselle basically just shuts her up right now. And Giselle's like, I am going to pull both the cancer card and the dead dad card. And you are going to have to take it because it's going to trump your I got into a fight at a bar card. So she basically is like, at that time, my dad was in a hospital with a brain tumor with cancer. And I went from the event directly to the ICU and he had surgery and he died a few days later. So while you're sitting there, your situation could get resolved with a plastic surgeon. My dad is no longer here. This is done. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Do not bring this up again. Do not try me. I am still Giselle Bryant and I'm running this show. And if you're going to come for me, you better bring something much better than a 2-year-old expired storyline.
Yeah. And she's like, for you to think I should call you when my father passed away is that makes you a high maintenance friend. And when he's like
that,
you're a high maintenance friend. You're a high maintenance friend.
Good label, Giselle. That was really good. Maintenance friend. That's she's actually like, that's real stink. You don't ever want that stink on you. Like if you're a high maintenance friend, like everyone tries so hard to not be that. You see it on Orange County, for example. How many times have we seen Tamara and Shannon fight over how not high maintenance they are. You know, Tamara accuses Shannon of calling in the middle of the night, drunk, needing so much. And I was there for you every single time. It's like, well, and how many times did I have to support you with all your things? Everyone's always fighting about how they had to support other people because they're high maintenance friends, basically. So once you get that stink on you, it does not leave on Housewives World.
Yeah, but Kierna doesn't care. She's like, I've already admitted I'm a high maintenance friend. And Giselle's like, well, I didn't know it was going so deep as to I hate her. And she goes, I didn't, though. And Wendy's like, well, it wasn't that, but it was giving that. Okay, Wendy, you're just starting shit. You're just starting shit and you're also starting boring shit. So you're guilty of this too. And Kierna's like, no, that was actually Wendy's feelings because Wendy said you were a snake and the worst person on the planet. And just Wendy's like, but I said it to a face. So it's okay.
Yes, she said it to my face. We had a feud for 3 years. It's okay. And so I think actually that is part of it is that they were in a feud for 3 years. I mean, ever since Giselle and Robin brought up, you know, rumors of Eddie maybe cheating when they were on vacation on that lake, then Wendy has had no time for Giselle. And now they've hatched. they've patched it up. So I think Giselle's kind of like, yeah, of course she said that stuff. We weren't friends at that time. And she said it to my face multiple times at reunions. So then Giselle's like, I've been nothing but nice to you. And Kieran was like, well, I'm not even thinking about your ass. And she said, well, why are you talking to me? And she's like, because there was nothing new about your stank ass ways. And Wendy's like, okay, so what did I do? Kieran has vehemently blamed Ashley for her incident that happened in the club. She said that she basically hated Giselle, and I'm sneaky and I'm a snake. And now you're a snake and you're fake as fuck.
Yeah, but you started this. So why are you like, what did I do? You were the one that said that Kierna said she hates Giselle. So,
I don't know. Well, I think that I think it was probably the spider. Wendy and Giselle were probably having a talk where they're like, oh my God, this new girl, Kierna, she's trying it so hard. Now she's mad at me. She's mad at me. And like, I don't even understand why. Like, she doesn't even like you, Giselle. And Giselle's like, what? She's like, oh yeah, she hates you. Like, da, da, da. They probably was, I don't think it was said in a way of like, well, guess what, Giselle? Kierna hates you. It probably came up like, this girl, she's mad at everyone. She's even mad at you, Giselle. You know, and Giselle's probably, why she's not mad at me? Yes, she is. She hates you. That's what I predict the conversation was.
So Tia's like,
well, what you went through was awful, Giselle. Just awful. And I'm here. And I'm tearing up because I, too, have lost a father. So I understand. And you, Kierna, what you've gone through is absolutely terrible. I, too, have almost been bonked on the head with a champagne bottle by an angry woman in a party and then had a glass thrown at my head. Well, that's actually never happened, but it could. And I would be very upset.
Now, those things that happen to princesses.
I have a son that wants to be adopted. Please, can we not discuss this anymore? I just can't. I can't.
Yeah, she's like,
you can't expect anything from Giselle for 3 years after she's buried her dad. Let me just tell you that from somebody who's gone through it.
And she says that she tells us how she lost her dad and how it really has shaped her. And she's like, this woman is not going to be the same. And I know that's because I buried my father. But that doesn't change that you want your friends to validate what has happened to you again. And I think you need to get it all out so you guys know exactly where you stand.
I've been a friend to you, so I was taken aback and shocked by Wendy, and I'm going to take the name off of your robe.
And she's like, well, I apologize sincerely, and I didn't fully express the magnitude in which I was upset.
I love how Kierna talks. Like, what the fuck? What does that mean? Just and she's like, but you spoke to people.
Sound like lawyers.
Yes. But you spoke to people and said that I was the aggressor in that fight. And I just think if something happened to you, I would have done the same. I would have called you, I guess is what she means. So
no, I think she means I would have jumped in and I would have defended you in a fight.
Yeah,
I think.
Okay. So she's like, you know, I mean, for Tia to say she would never compare those experiences and to watch her cry in that moment, I really felt for her because she didn't owe us that. But we need to empathize when tragic things happen to each other. For example, the glass that a Muppet threw at my head. Thank you.
For example, the scar that I got. The scar that I got on my forehead. We need to empathize for people with forehead scars.
So they all congratulate each other on having this great conversation, but it was another fail, as far as like another failed fight, another stupid fight. So
I like Giselle also saying, sometimes a better, deeper friendship can come on the other side of something that's tough. And I'm glad that's all out in the open and we don't ever need to discuss this ever again. I'm like, so you're just going to... Like, we will not discuss this ever again. I'm like, yes, the sign of a good deep friendship is when you bury things in the past. Like, no, verboten.
Yeah. So now they go to, now they're out in the water and they come close to a shipwreck thing. And Stacy's like, oh, is that a shipwreck? What happened? What happened? That looks unsanitary.
Karen drove into it. That's all. The boat was fine like 3 days ago.
So now it's fun times. They go swimming. They take pictures. Angel's pumping, sadly. She's like, oh, I'm pumping. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. I'm so sick of it. So now they go back to the van and they go to dinner. Orchid Bay Beach House Restaurant. And they take a group picture and stuff like that. And Giselle's like, I've set the names. I have set the names today. And now she's like, no more blanks for you, Stacy.
Stacy got a name tag.
She got a name. Yeah. Finally.
So food
what
arrives.
Wants, Giselle's approval. What everybody lives for.
So then they're eating dinner. Ashley's asking if Jazzy's done everything that she needs to do for the bridal shower and everything. And Jazzy's saying like, Like, well, we had a co-ed bachelor and bachelorette party, which I'm sure, by the way, Darius loved. Drew's like, great. And I'm definitely not going to have a bachelor party that's separate from you at all. And she's like, and now we get to celebrate with you guys. And that's just so special to me. And Angel's like, please have fun during your last week of your wedding. Just allow yourself to live in that moment. From an elder wag to a young wag and possibly the wisest person at this table. Have fun. Have fun at the last week of your wedding.
Yeah, have fun at that bachelorette party that you're making your husband to, because you know he'll probably impregnate himself. He'll probably impregnate somebody if he gets his own bachelor party. Okay, as a wag. So Ashley's like, so wait a minute, Stacey, you were asked to be a bridesmaid, right? Jesse and Stacey are both going. So what's up, Stacey? And Stacey's like, well, I declined because of family reasons. And we talked about that. What if I go and Arabella says, what's a wedding? And I have to describe to her that I might be back with her father.
I have to stay for Arabella. So she says, my business launch is coinciding with Jassy's wedding. And I want to support my friend, but this is life changing for me. And this is the legacy that I want to leave to Arabella. Arabella! And I want to be very careful about my decision to leave my flash in the pan CBD and weed business to Arabella. So my intentions are to be there to support her. But there are a lot of factors at play here. So when she said this, I was like, this is a whole bunch of bullshit. You're not going to do this. You can launch a business and be part of a bridal, you know, party.
You're slapping your name on a weed collab. It's not like you're going and growing the weed yourself somewhere. Someone is packaging that up and you're slapping a label on it. What are you talking about? And I love that she's like,
your family.
I'm giving Arabella a collab weed as her legacy.
No one is turning to Stacey for weed. Although maybe now. I mean, if there's anyone who can sell it, it's going to be her. But like, no one's looking at Stacey and saying, that's the person whose weed I want to buy. Like, empowering her to be a multimillionaire from it. However, that was my first reaction. And then my second reaction was, you know, good for her. Good for her for coming up with some bullshit excuse to get out of being in a bridal party. Because the truth is, who wants to be in a bridal party, right? You have to do all these things for Jassy, who you barely even know, and probably sit through a bunch of like insufferable events and be on group texts and wear a dress that's not going to be flattering, all because Jazzy is probably the one who probably wants the clout from Stacey. And so Giselle does make this good point, which is like, okay, let's be clear. Stacey didn't know whether Jazzy was going to be a part of this group or not, aka being on the TV show. So Stacey was willing to throw Jazzy and the wedding in the trash, because if she was going to be part of this group, then Stacey's not a real friend, okay? But then Stacey found out Jazzy is here. So now she's like, oh, okay. And that's fair, but like, let's also be honest. Jazzy was probably using Stacey for as much clout as Stacey is chasing right now.
Yeah, that's the thing. Giselle's basically saying, look, she's not going to go to that wedding because she didn't consider her famous because she's not on the show. So why would she do that? But I say, why would she? She's not close friends with Jazzy. Jazzy's just like,
she's friendly. We're friends.
She's like, well, she's the new one. She's the new one. So she'll come to my wedding and get this some airtime, right? So yeah. I agree with you for sure. So
at first blush, I was like, oh my God, this is so fake and such bullshit that she's saying. But then second blush, I was like, she's doing the absolute right thing. And I totally support her.
Yeah, because being in someone's wedding, like being a bridesmaid, that's not like you just show up one day in a dress. It's a whole commitment. You know, it's like you buy the dress, you go to the fittings, then you go to the parties, then you go to the showers, then you help plan the stuff. And it's like, you plan the trips and then you plan that. It's not some, and then you have to put up with this lady's bullshit for at least a month. You know, we all know that. Have you been a bridesmaid before? Like a groomsman, not a groomsman, but a, you know, on the bride side, like a bridesmaid, a bridesmaid.
Yeah, I have for my friend Michelle, and it was like low key. It was easy. I didn't really have to do anything. I made like a little video presentation. Like she was not a bridezilla or anything like that. She had a very small, like 28 person wedding. So it was no big deal, but I've never, you know, I'm not like a gay like that. You know, I've never been like a pocket gay, you know, where like I'm holding necessarily like the purse of a girl or something like that. I mean, just yesterday I literally held my friend's bag, but the point is girls don't come to me for those sort of things. They don't come to me like, oh my God, Ben, you totally have to be part of my bridal party. You're one of the girls. I don't think I dress well enough. So they just don't know what to do with
dress
me.
Well enough.
I've never been a gay
I just don't
gay.
Have enough interest.
I've tried.
Yeah, I think people just know, like, don't ask Ronnie. He'll barely do anything. But I did do it for one of my friends, and it was fun. But that's where I learned, like, what it's really like to be a bridesmaid, because, damn, that is not easy. It was like a whole month. There was, like, a group calendar and, like,
yeah,
things to do and to-do lists for each of us and all the money. And I was like, girl, I love you. But and then on the wedding day, it's like, where are my gays? I need you. Get in here. Is my
yeah.
hair okay? Is my vest is okay? And blah, 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 blah. What are the boys doing? Go over and see what the boys are doing. Blah, blah, blah. It's just too much. Yeah, I'm not.
It's too much. And but, everyone gets into fights.
Yeah, it's a
Those
lot.
Those friendships so, never survive. And I just want to say also that okay, well, whatever I was going to say, I just completely
it's left over.
My mind. Something about just pretend I said something completely salient and biting about being in a bridal party, because that's probably what I said.
It was good. Good point.
It was really good.
So anyway, the point is, if somebody asks you to be a bridesmaid for whatever reason you want to say no, you are entitled to say no. I'm not marrying
Absolutely.
Your ass, and I'm not committing to this. So I'll be there, and
money.
I'll send you something mid-range from your, you know, what is it
and
called?
What I
when
will
you register it from your registry.
Yeah. And here's what I was going to say, which is that seeing the way Jazzy loses her mind in about 3 seconds, I think this is a good bridal party to miss, because you know that this is probably what was happening on the regular to the entire bridal party with Jazzy. How dare you do that? We are 18 days away from this wedding. And you know the sort of pressure I'm under? You're going to ask me that question? You know, that's what it was the entire time. I think Stacey dodged a bullet.
Yeah. So Stacey's not going to fight about it. She's just like, I feel like I've said enough. Oh, wait, I haven't. Okay, let me just say this. Horabella! Like, okay.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Tia's like,
well, Jazzy, I feel like we're getting to know each other, and you've been quite kind to me. And then yesterday, when I was trying to defuse this catfish thing, and you're like, well, you do the same thing, it made me go on your page. And I feel like our filterization is about the same. So I just wanted to get that in there, everybody. I'm not more filtered than Jazzy. There, I've said it.
And this is Tia's first time really trying to start one, so I'll give her a little leeway here. And also,
I'd also like to say that is filterization a word? Because I don't believe it is. But what I would like to say is filterization is not a word. But if it were a word, I would spell it with an S and not a Z, because I'm British.
So then Jazzy's
maybe that's
like
Jazzy's thing. Maybe she's British. And that's Jazzy's why you keep saying Jazzy instead of Jazzy.
I cannot. No, it's because every time I see it's spelled out Jazzy. I cannot help but say Jazzy, even though she is Jazzy. I'm sorry, everyone.
But just pretend I have an accent. Just pretend I'm Tia saying Jazzy.
So she's like, not at all. Not at all. Our filterization is not the same. Actually, a lot of my pictures on my page, several of my pictures, most actually of my pictures are unfiltered. And then we see side by side and they are also completely filtered like crazy.
Yeah.
So Tia's like, well, I was trying
to defuse it. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Adami. I was trying to defuse the fire and I feel like you were trying to heighten the fire.
And then then Jazzy's like, well, let me tell you something, Tia, okay? And then she points at Tia with the food on her fork. Like, she gets way too into this. And Tia's like, oh, no, don't do that with the fork. Please, no forks. She's like, well,
I am doing it with the fork. You came into this group and you tried to act like I don't know what's going on. Well, I'm not trying to be upset. All right, I'm not trying to be upset. Oh, so we're marking accents now, are we?
That was fun. That's a reach for Tia, but I like that she reached for it. And Jazzy's like, I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm not trying to be offensive. Oh, do you have a problem with my accent? So she's like, I'm not doing an accent. And Angel's like, it was a little bit of an accent. But in our circles, we call that a wag accent. So maybe people don't realize that. Yeah, well,
that's
you're trying to
a
act
wag
like
accent.
It's a wag accent. As an elder wag.
Yeah,
as the mother wag. I've been around a lot of wag sense, and it's just something you get used to. Sorry, Tia.
Yeah, she's like, well, I'm not, you're making fun of my accent. You think that's funny? She's like, I'm not, but I'm watching you.
because you were the same person that sat in that van and told me in a giggly kind of way, oh my God, the owner of that restaurant was really looking at you and he really loves you 14 days before my wedding.
Oh, oh no. My goodness. You have anger issues. You've got anger issues. And she goes, no, she says, you are wrong. Don't play with me, Tia, because if you want it, I'll take it there. Okay.
Tia's like, I don't understand this American.
Yes, he's like pointing her fingers and getting all upset. And Tia's like, what's going on? Do you fly over the table? Is that what you're about to do? What, are you going to throw a glass or something? She's like, do not play with me, Tia.
Could someone get the prosciutto? Wendy's like, again. I'm gonna step in here.
Another audition round, come and gone, and fail. And Wendy's like, pass the prosciutto.
Well, I don't understand what's going on. It's like, okay, so after that little exchange with the filter rat, then we take the group photo with Mr. Sunny, and he wanted her to stand next to him. And Angel, you saw it because you commented it on as well. You said, this feels like being a wag, being in the public right now, right? Did you not say that?
She goes, yes, I did say that. Well, Tia was worried about you feeling offended, and she didn't mean it.
And then we see this picture that they took. And let me just say, I don't believe that Jazzy does not filter her pictures, because this picture, we see what an unfiltered Jazzy picture looks like. And it was not good. So I was like, well, listen, let's just all use filters and not give each other shit about it, because I feel like filters are allowed. So then, but this is also so stupid. Like, who cares if he thought you were hot? How is that going to affect your marriage? You went to a restaurant and the guy who owns it thought you were hot. How is saying that going to ruin your marriage? That's silly.
My theory is that there's been infidelity in that marriage. And so any sort of like reference or insinuation about infidelity is like just a massive trigger that causes her to lose her mind. And that's what happened here, because this was so overkill. And Tia explains it. She's like, look, he thought you were beautiful, and I made a joke like, you know, you have to tell Darius that he has competition, and like, you know, and then when I said that, her whole face changed and everything. Just like, this is not a joke. She's like, can I please finish? That's my humor, princess humor. She doesn't know me. Do I have to explain tongue in cheek again? Okay, I'll be happy to do it if you follow. She goes, Mo, she goes, my man does not have competition. You don't laugh and say the owner of that restaurant was quite fond of you. And then Kieran is like, it was tongue-in-cheek.
Here we go with the tongue-in-cheek again. Like, don't start this. You're going to cause new mayhem and confusion, okay? So Angel's like, yeah, but guys, this is Mr. Sunshine we're talking about, okay? Like, did you see the man? And Kierna says, yeah, Jazzy, we clearly know that man is not competition, okay? We're talking about a man with two teeth and two dreads, okay? How did this even escalate?
Even Kieran's like, whoa.
But poor Mr. Angel's Sunshine, like, you know, Mr. Sunshine's got the whole town gathered to watch him on this show. And then they're like, look at that man with his two teeth and his two dreads. No, it's fucking Mr. Sunshine. He's like, I wasted so many shots on these girls.
I know. And they cut to like a shot of Mr. Sunshine smiling, like, and then you see Darius smiling. And he has like, when he smiles, he has that smile, you know, that smiley face smile they sometimes do that make it look like a smile is actually like happier than usual. He was like full on smiley face graphic design. And I was just like, Jazzy, do you really think they're implying that you, or is Jazzy upset that she thinks Darius is going to watch this and think that Jazzy and Mr. Sunshine have a thing going on? That's probably what it is. That, which is
honestly
so crazy.
Honestly, I think you're putting too much thought into this. I think Jazzy's just trying to start something, because it's Jazzy. She's been trying. She's trying, you know, and I give her credit. Audition season, you come out, you try a song, you try another song, you try another song. But at some point, you have to learn to sing, because they're all failing. DJ, all the songs are failing. How many chances do you get?
DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Princess. A reference to Tia, guys. Wordplay is so fun. So Jazzy is like, learning that that Darius had lied to me was one of the hardest times in my life. We have two counselors. One is a pastor, and then we have another one here in Maryland. So naturally, triggered by Mr. Sunshine, a deep threat to my relationship.
Yes, and this was a flashback to her telling Giselle at lunch this. And so we come back, and Giselle's like, well, look, you know, we know that your partner has done some stuff that they shouldn't have done, and I can relate to that because I've been with Pastor Holy Hora, and it takes a lot of trust that you have to rebuild. But to comfort you with a fork, ma'am, that's a little too much.
And she's like, well, I'm so sorry I offended you. I did not mean to disrespect your marriage, your fiancé, your relationship, any of it. Any of it.
Okay, Jazzy, do you accept her apology? Yeah, she's like, I accept it, but don't be a shady motherfucker, she says. Now she's starting to smile. She's like, well, can I do light shade? I just have to figure it out. Like, I can do light shade, right? they're all laughing. And she's, oh, but by the way, guys, I am very offended by you mocking my accent.
And then they're staring at her like,
and they're like, oh no. And she's like,
just joking. That was light shade. Princess shade.
So then they're laughing, and then there's like a snort. Someone snorts, and it's like, oh my God, that's funny. And so Wendy's getting tired because she needs her antibiotics, and she's like a little lethargic right now. And then they're enjoying their food, and they're just like joking about their food, and they're kind of like settling down there.
And now the bachelorette party is coming up, and they're talking about that. So now we see everybody. So they go back to the villa and the van. So then 30 minutes later, dun, 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 the screen fades to black, and it says cameras and audio break to travel to the resort. And Stacy tells us, after dinner, we were on our way back to the Aura Villa, and cameras were down, and mics are off, and we hear Angel and Jazzy in this heated conversation. And you can tell emotions are high. And Angel's saying, she's very jealous of me. And Jazzy's saying, it was very clear something was going on. And then we hear Angel go, she's a snaggletooth, stringy-haired, hot piece of trash. And that bitch is ugly. And this is who you're talking about? So now you know. Are you kidding me? Look at her picture. Look at this ugly bitch's picture.
So Stacy goes, they're talking about someone who's really trying to harm Angel's family. And all I could think about was, I hope it's not Arabella. Oh my God, this person was trying to talk to Bobby, I guess. I don't know what's going on. Oh, child. So Angel is really steaming mad.
Now it's Jazzy's bachelorette party, and it's the slut party, guys. Okay, so we have to dress in the slutty-themed outfit. And last time we saw this was when Candace found out that Ashley was going to write a letter in support of Monique. Dun, dun, dun.
That's right. So people are meeting up, and Stacy is kind of like wearing, it's not a dirndl, but it's like a little Oktoberfest. You know, it's not that slutty. It's just like a German beer maiden outfit.
Yeah, it's like beer garden.
That like hits like slightly above the knees or at the knees.
Oktoberfest. What a slutty day.
This is my interpretation of sluttish nightwear. Wendy's like, okay. Meanwhile, Wendy's like in leather and her boobs are out, and like she's got like body oil on, and like almost everything is showing. She's like, okay. that's I guess an interpretation of slutty.
Yes. And so now everybody's checking each other's outfits out, and Giselle is the ringmaster of a circus. And let's see, what is everybody? Ashley is an astronaut. Wacky.
This is fun and games. So this is where we get funny music and funny titles and funny voiceovers. And someone used the video effect on Final Cut, which makes it look like old TV. It's like, we call this filler material.
Yes. And then Tia comes out in like a full robe, and they're like, how is that slutty? And she's like,
well, if I move my robe over to the side, you can see I'm wearing some, hold on, fishnets and stockings. What is this pornography?
This will get you banished from any royal palace in Nigeria. So then everyone's like, okay. And then it's just more of these like these titles that they're giving each other. And it goes for a long time. And then
really
they have straws.
Yeah.
A really long time. I was like, please don't let this be a harbinger of things to come. They have straws that have like vaginas on them. And Tia's like, ooh, look at that. Look at these. It's like the labia. Libya's a country. Oh, God, what the hell is wrong with me?
Wacky times. I would love it to be a straw. Let's start games. Who here hates Stacy? Raise your hand. God, I love this game. Angel is dressed as an angel. And she tells us, I'm trying to muster enthusiasm because I'm very excited for Jazzy to get married. but I'm really bothered by a conversation that we just had. And I'm tired.
Meep, meep.
Seriously, Angel. Also, like, is her outfit's giving more Halloween costume than it is slutty to me, right? Like, I guess that's like a slutty Halloween costume, but like the angel wings, I don't know. Didn't really land as that. Just, it's not that it was slutty or unslutty. It just didn't seem like the right execution of the theme.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. Slutty outfit. What are you going to wear? I'll wear my Captain Crunch underwear. That's all you're getting. That's all I've got.
I'm like scrolling through all this stuff. I can't even, like, it's just, oh yeah, there it is. It was, do you know how much I had to scroll through of this silliness just to get to the part that you mentioned with, you know, Angel being sad?
I just did it. And guess what? It's time to scroll some more. So let's keep
scrolling. It took like 20 minutes.
Scrolling
parties. So they're all having fun times. Okay. They're doing silly things. Ashley takes a chocolate pen and she writes something on Jazzy's chest and then she licks it off. And it's like, you know, ooh, lesbianish, and it's so exciting. Then,
what's her button? You know. Stacy, she spanks someone, you know, in German. So she's like, say bitter, cause bitter is German. So they do.
I like
you're a bad girl.
I like when she says, I'm going to do it the German way, which means hard and accurately. So it's all fun and they're all having a great time. I will say one thing that does not seem fake is that they're all laughing. They're hooting and hollering. They're having just the best time ever. And now it's time for Angel to do something fun and wild. So she, Tia's like, ooh, look, this is fun. This is going to be really fun. And Angel's like, okay, you know what your crime is, Jazzy? She goes, what? Having a big mouth. Everyone's like, oh, it's a fight. You didn't realize.
Yeah, here we go. So Jazzy's like, wait, do I have a big mouth? Maybe that's why I'm getting married.
Which is a good save. Good save.
Yeah. Yeah, and like, try to make light of it, you know. And so Angel goes, all right, that's that. So then she's double jointed. So she has her cuffs on, but then she brings her arms over her head and everyone's like, oh my God, that was amazing.
Yeah, because Angel had put her in handcuffs. And so it's actually kind of funny because Jazzy's kind of like Cirque du Soleil move kind of overshadowed Angel's attempt to sort of fight. Everyone's like, oh my God, look at Jazzy. She's double jointed. She's double jointed. Angel's like, but like, I'm sad. Does anyone want to talk about it? I'm sad. Yeah.
So Giselle's she moves like, past it, but of course Giselle's not going to let her move past it because they need content, you know? So she's like, okay, yeah. So you have a big mouth because you just have a big mouth because Darius is happy, or do you have a big mouth because she's said something that she's not supposed to say? Yeah. And Angel's like, not to you guys. Okay. So she's like, it's no shade. She has a big mouth, but this is your bachelorette, Jazzy. Let's have some fun. And Wendy's like, what do you mean big mouth? I have a question. What were you guys talking about on the golf course? Does this have to do with big mouth? Because Angel, I've never heard you like that before. And she's like, yeah, because, you know, now you're getting to know me, right, everybody? And I just don't normally talk like that, do I? But, you know, I just... somebody messaged her about me and they gave her some incorrect information that she brought to me.
So Jazzy's like, I pulled her to the side and I said to her, I heard that there were some instances where she really made people feel excluded and left out, but that's not the Angel who showed me who she is. That's not my experience with her. And so Jazzy tells us, you know, me and Angel, we know a lot of the same people and I didn't ask for information, but some of the people reached out to me and gave me the background on her and they told me that she's not the nicest person. So Angel goes, I'm going to take over now. Elder Wag here. Okay, I don't know if you guys will understand the story because you're not wags, but I'll try my best. It's like Denzel saying to Tom Hanks in Philadelphia, speak to me like I'm a 6-year-old, am I right? Okay, wag talk now. Okay, so when I first started dating Bobby, he's a football player. You guys follow that part? I know, non-wags. Okay, a young lady reached out to me to welcome me into the circle in Chicago, and I started being friends with her. And then all of a sudden, his agent and his financial advisor and his mentor called him on three ways to say that I had stolen money from his account, that I had hidden, and I had hidden birth control so that I could get pregnant with Bobby without his knowledge. And basically, this girl relayed information to Bobby's agent. You guys know that, like, sports agents are different than, like, entertainment agents. Just doing a wag check in real quickly. Okay. And then, like, when I found out that she did this, I let her have it for sure. And was it another wag that came to you? Was it, Jazzy?
Okay. What is this story? Okay. This is crazy. So the agent, the financial advisor, and the mentor called him on three-way to say she had stolen money from his account. Wouldn't the financial advisor have access to his account and know if this was true or not?
And
but they're like, okay, this girl's talking about you. So Jazzy says, yeah, it was another wag who had an eyewitness to how you treated another person. And the things I heard was that she had a reputation of being mean and nasty to someone, and I didn't have the backstory. So it was concerning for me, especially after I got wind of saying that she didn't want me to come on this trip. So I'm like, should I be confident getting close to this person? And so did Jazzy tell her that that the woman said all this stuff? No, Jazzy just said, I heard you were mean. But then Angel's like, oh, really? Well, let me tell you what this woman did. She accused me of getting pregnant on purpose, tricking my husband and stealing $30,000. Angel, what are you doing? You are so bad at this. Why would you bring that onto camera? You idiot.
Yeah.
None of this was going to be brought onto camera. That's off camera. It's idiotic.
She could have said, yeah, there was this wag who, like, I had a falling out with, and she was accusing me of all these crazy things that I did not do, and now she's trying to go to Jazzy and be messy, and I had to let her know that this woman is, like, a skank. But instead, she, like, gives all these details, and on top of that, and then Ashley's like, really, the women don't even seem to care, because they're just more like, Ashley's like,
like, she brought you off camera? Instead of in the group? Because, like, we normally do things in the group and we humiliate each other. And the fact that she didn't want to humiliate you is, like, kind of a big thing. Like, this is her audition season. Like, she could have gone to town on you and, like, you're, like, not even realizing it.
And just like, you have to understand. I'm just, what's the word I'm looking for? Starts with a T. I feel like I never say it. It's just not like me to say it. I'm tired at this point. I'm tired.
Is it Timo?
No, it's tired.
TMO tired?
No. That doesn't even make sense. I don't know why you said that. So Ashley's like,
but babe, I mean, you're married and you have two beautiful children.
Ashley's kind of like, look at the scoreboard. You've won. Like,
yeah, you're doing great. Things,
he didn't care.
Yeah. And Stacey's like, when did this incident happen? How many years ago? Was it before or after Arbella? And she's like, it happened in 2016. And she goes, who cares? And Ashley tells us, Ashley goes, who cares if you stole 30 grand from Bobby? He still married you. I mean, geez, relax. I like that they're all just assuming that she did steal the 30,000. They're like, why are you crying about it? You got 30 grand.
Yeah, this, like, potential scandal, like, doesn't even, like, land with
it. It's just so stupid because she brings it up herself. Like, Jazzy never even was going to bring this up, but she brings it up and then brings up all the details. Oh, my God.
Jazzy's like, you know, I thought it was important to kind of pull her aside and be like, hey, girl, after getting this, you know, like, I think you're great and I'm glad that I didn't prejudge you. And Giselle's like, so you're being upset right now, which obviously you are, and rightly so. It's about the situation, not at Jazzy, right? And Angel's like, I don't know. They're like, what? Why would you be upset at Jazzy? I think Angel is so in her head. I think she's playing a game of Survivor and no one else is. And she's just thinking, someone has gotten into her head, probably Kierna, got into her head and said, you have to have your guard up with these girls at all time because anything they say or do is setting you up for an attack. You're never safe. Don't trust anyone. Everything will be used against you. And I think that Angel is trying to play like 3D chess with everyone and try to stay like one step ahead. But what she doesn't realize is people aren't even playing checkers. They just they already put the game away and they left the cafe. Like, but she's like so paranoid that she's now spiraling out of control.
Yeah, I think she figures, well, okay, now they're going to bring up, now this girl has gotten to Jazzy. So then either Jazzy's going to bring it up or they're going to bring this girl on to corner me about all of this.
And
stuff. So I'm just
going to
get out on camera. Yeah.
And Bobby's going to get mad. Yada, yada. Yeah.
So she explains to us that she doesn't know Jazzy. For her to bring up something hurtful to her and her family in the past, she's really bothered because, you know, she tried to go on a fact-finding mission to find out anything negative that she could about me.
Dun, why dun, are you, dun. Like, that's what I'm saying. She's adding that to the situation. Just like, if you're trying to, Angel's whole thing is, I want you guys to get to know me for who I am. Well, you should also, I think, like, go out on a limb a little bit and just trust that Jazzy was trying to do the right thing by you. And then if she wasn't, you could be mad at her then, but don't like whip up a potential scenario that you have no proof of and then use that against her. And then you're going to cause bad blood. And then Jazzy's not going to like you. And then you'll be like, see, I knew it. She never liked me in the first place. I knew I shouldn't have trusted her. It's like, give her the benefit of the doubt. If you're trying to build relationships with people, you got to, like, you know, lean in a little bit.
And this might have come up because Wendy would have been at some point. Wendy would have said, what were you guys talking about in the van? Okay, so it would have come up, but it hadn't even come up. She herself was just like, you have a big mouth and that's why you're getting handcuffed, like begging them to ask her. So I just don't know. She's just not very good at this, I think. I think sometimes it's just as simple as that, you know? So of course, her response is like, I'm leaving. And she gets all upset and like, you're leaving? And she's like, yeah, you guys have fun at your bachelorette party, but I'm leaving. And so she goes and she's crying and of course stops the whole party, which wasn't that great anyway, but she stopped the party and now everybody has to stand around and be like, oh my God, what's wrong with Angel? Is anybody going to follow Angel? So
she's such a bad housewife. She's a malfunctioning housewife. She's not even a bad housewife. She's malfunctioning. And I don't like know what's wrong with her. I just like, she's so bad at this. That's why I'm like, I actually think she's so bad. It's funny. Like it's hilarious to me how much she is screwing up everything. Like there's some housewives that are just bad and it's like not funny, you know, Gina and Emily, but then there's some who are just like, what are you trying to achieve? I don't even understand you right now. You're so mystifying to me that I can't help but laugh.
Yeah. So she's outside crying. And so of course, Kierna goes to follow her and she's like, I'm talking to Bobby right now. I'm talking to Bobby. And she goes, I know, but is everything okay? She's like, everything's fine. Just please let me talk to Bobby. And now Giselle comes out. She's like, she's talking to her husband. She goes, okay, yeah, okay, yeah. She's like,
but by the way, she was telling Bobby.
General, though?
they, by the way, both of them do just like a very perfunctory check-in. Like, Kierna barely even seems, it seems like she didn't even want to go out there. Notice that when Angel left, Kierna just sat there. And then finally, Kierna goes out to check on her. But Angel is telling Bobby, I'm just tired. Was shocked. I'm just tired from the constant back and forth inquisition of me. No one was inquisitioning you. You brought it up in the middle of a time when everyone was having fun and laughing and bonding, and you brought it up.
So Kierna says that they're bonded because they're both overwhelmed by being new to the group. Like, Kierna, you're here 3 years. Stop. So then back inside, the ladies are worried about Angel. So now it all becomes about worried about the crying person. And Kierna's like, guys, she's in a fragile space. Okay, guys, just leave her alone. And Wendy's like, well, look, I know the rules of engagement with this group, okay? And Jazzy could have brought that up in front of us, but she did it. She did it a solid by doing it behind the cameras. And so everyone's like,
not
yeah,
mad at Jazzy.
Jazzy, you did great. You did great, Jazzy. Congratulations.
Yeah, like what Jazzy did was actually, like, that's a fireable offense, really. Like, Jazzy sacrificed her. Maybe that's why she's not a wife. Maybe that's why she's a friend of, because she did something off camera like that. But they're really treating Jazzy like she is a military hero at this point. Like, what you did, the sacrifice you made, the way you found Matt Damon in the middle of France, Jazzy, we will always remember you and your sacrifice.
Yeah, and the episode ends with Wendy being like, told you she sucked. Look at her. Like, all she's doing is crying. My God. Like,
she sucks so hard. She sucks so hard. And the first episode, I actually thought she had potential. I think if you go back, you listen to the recap, I actually sound positive on Angel. And now I'm like, oh my God, Angel, what a waste.
Yeah.
But oh, I'm amused by her.
I'm not amused. I'm just like, get rid of her. I think if they're going to bring this many people onto audition, they just need to start cutting people like in an audition, you know? Person in the blue, stay. Everybody else, go.
Well, guess what? Monique Samuels is back next week. So everyone can get excited for that, which is funny because I actually believe, controversially, I never thought Monique Samuels was like an amazing housewife. I always thought she was very mid-pack, but they're treating her turn as if like, everyone, it's the moment you've been waiting for, Monique Samuels. I was like, oh, okay, great. I mean, I'm happy to see her. I genuinely am.
But it's good because it's...
She left with a bang. She left with a bang. Her binder moment was like a truly iconic moment. And if she can come back with that energy, I'm down for it.
Yeah, and it's a big episode because not only is Monique coming back, so is Giselle's bodyguard, presumably. So that'll be fun.
Oh, And so is Ashley Darby's drag king persona. So Top King, was that what the name of it was? Top King?
Top of the morning to ya, that's Shannon's.
Oh. Well, we know what Shannon's drag king personality is, and it's Brett Michaels.
Yeah.
Just as long as they don't bring back Lydia's drag king personality. That's all I want. Just keep that tucked away.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. We will be back tomorrow. Later in the week on Patreon, we'll have the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills trailer. And tonight at 4 p.m. Pacific time is Amazon Live. Find links on Instagram and link in bio. And we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Que sera sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Livin' with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
We're obsessed all with Tessa V.
You'll always get the full story with Tori Parsons.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.